DW Africa Link.
American has made its way by force in our country to kill our people, to steal our money, and therefore we are calling all Nigerians to stand on their feet to defend themselves.
We are grateful with what the US has done. We are grateful with what Nigerian government is trying to do to flush them out wherever they are hiding, so that Christians and Muslims will have peace in Nigeria.
Today on Africa Link, we examine a development making waves across Africa, Washington and beyond. US airstrikes inside Nigeria. Yes, you heard that correctly. The targets were in Sokoto State, near the Niger border, an area now notorious for extremist groups and heavily armed bandit networks. For Nigeria, this action signals mounting frustration over escalating violence in the Northwest, where extremist groups and criminal gangs have killed thousands and displaced entire communities. Let's unpack what happened, why it matters, and what it could mean going forward.
It is a good move because a lot of killings, kidnappings, and rapings and other atrocities or massacres have been going on in Nigeria, of which are not happy, and other Nigerians are not happy. And I support Donald Trump so that he will come to Nigeria and help us.
That's what's coming up. I'm Chinaza Samuel, and you're listening to Africa Link, the podcast that brings you stories that matter across the continent.
Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW.
Imagine waking up to news of foreign airstrikes in your country. For many Nigerians, that became reality just after Christmas. During the holiday period, the United States launched airstrikes in northwest Nigeria, targeting what officials described as ISIS-linked militants operating in the region. This was not a surprise attack or a rogue operation. Both Washington and Abuja confirmed the strikes were coordinated with the Nigerian government and approved at the highest levels. Nigeria has historically guarded its sovereignty, often rejecting foreign military involvement. The fact that the US conducted airstrikes, even with permission, marks a significant shift. Now, according to US officials, the operation eliminated multiple ISIS terrorists. Nigerian authorities say two major ISIS camps were hit. To unpack this, I'm joined by Dr. Zuaku Bonat, who is the Executive Director, Center for Population and Development in Kaduna State. He's also a researcher, academic, and community leader. And our very own Ben Adamshimang, who is DW correspondent in Abuja, who my colleague likes to call Uncle Ben. Welcome, both of you. I'll start with you, Uncle Ben, since you're our eyes and ears on the ground. How did Nigerians react after they heard about foreign strikes on their territory?
Well, it appears to be on a mixed grill, mixed line of divide. But those who are in favor of this strike are more in number because they believe that in Nigeria, there's this long fight against insurgency, that there's no solution in sight. So when people woke up to realize that Donald Trump had said, look, there was a bomb dropped in Nigeria and it was a precision kind of attack. And to them, they are out to help Nigeria to ensure that Nigeria becomes a more dependent, it's no longer been attacked by these terrorists. More so when it is said an attack on one is an attack on all. So America believes they can always assist Nigeria. So Nigerians are happy, honestly.
Thank you very much for that. Dr. Bonat, you are the expert here. Why do you think Nigeria allowed a U.S. strike at this point? And how significant is this for the fight against terrorism?
Thank you very much. In the first instance, this is not the first time. We know that during the Jonathan presidency, when this insurgency had already started as it was then, there were calls, and in fact, in the regular media, there were reports that the multinational force that was operating in the Chad Basin included not just our neighbors, but for technical advisors from more advanced countries. Now, the political situation, the political context of the terrorism, banditry, and organized criminal networks in Nigeria is such that there are powerful groups that would always oppose it. And also, at that time, when the government of Nigeria wanted support in terms of logistics and arms and all the other things, the U.S. government at that time under Obama was reported not to be willing to come in. But later on, American organizations, especially linked to the U.S. government, they set up some structure that was assisting Nigerians on setting up early warning and early response systems. Now, when the Buhari government came in, that was one of the first things they discontinued from the American, that kind of a technical assistance from the Americans. Now, a lot of Nigerians, including very senior and well-informed Nigerians, including former President Olusegun Obasanjo, have told the Nigerian government, if you cannot handle this thing, ask for help. There is no shame in asking for help. Terrorism is an international thing. It is not a Nigerian thing alone. A lot of the support, we don't manufacture those types of arms in Nigeria. And they are procured using dollars and euros and other international currencies. So it is an international thing. ISWAP is international. Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb is international. Even the Fulani has main militias. They are not just Nigerian, they are international. And the very President Jonathan and others, including Buhari, they have at one time or the other let us know that the Nigerian security system has been penetrated by these terrorist organizations and networks. And they sabotaged the fight against terrorism from inside the security forces. So if they make a plan, usually, because if you have been following the media reports, all of a sudden you found that ambushes against Nigerian soldiers were becoming regular and successful. How do the terrorists know? It means they have inside informants, inside information about the planning and execution of planning by the Nigerian security forces against the terrorist networks. And they counter it before our people get there. So it is important that their network, especially the information network, their hub, their communications networks, these things need to be destroyed. They need to be completely taken out. So this is a fight that is not Nigeria's alone. They are becoming stronger in Nigeria. And if they get to take over Nigerian territory and have a base, the West African region is going to be completely destabilized.
Okay. I like that you said that there's nothing wrong with asking for help, and there is no shame in asking for support when you need one. We'll talk about the success of the strikes later, but let me ask, and it's something I know that many people are wondering, what happens if foreign attention shifts? Will Nigeria be left in the same security gap, or do you think this could make Nigeria dependent on outside support, since it would appear that Nigeria is so overwhelmed that it cannot handle its security challenges on its own?
You see, the issue is that Nigeria needs to rewind and really look at the issue of insecurity, terrorism, banditry, whatever name you call it. They need to take a strategic approach to this matter. Now, what Nigeria does with the assistance they receive is fundamental to whether Nigeria will become dependent on outside assistance or not. The Nigerian military that we knew, they were capable, very efficient. When they went on international peacekeeping operations, you would hear accolades and so on. But it is the political context of the insecurity, the terrorism, and the militia operations that is actually the problem. Now, if Nigeria leverages on the external support, technical support they are getting, they can develop a process whereby they will defeat and dismantle the structures that have been put in place by the terrorists. Now, for them, for Nigeria to do that, they need to not use conventional warfare strategies and methods, because terrorism doesn't depend on that. It doesn't operate like that. So our leaders, the political leaders, the military leadership, they need to be able to say, look, we have this assistance. We have this support coming in. How do we develop out of from it? They have to have a plan. Nigeria should use whatever assistance it gets to be able to do the work that is supposed to be done, because it is a war against terrorism. It is not an ethnic thing. It is not a religious thing. It is terrorism against the Nigerian people and the Nigerian state.
Okay, we really hope that the political will is there, since you believe that Nigeria has the capability. Ben, let me come to you. Beyond the reactions, are there visible changes? Are we hearing, what have you heard? Are there more troops on ground as heightened security and emergency measures being put in place? What are you hearing really? And what are the feelers from places like Sokoto where the strikes happened?
To start with, we have a new Minister of Defense, a tested, trusted, dependable general, talking of Christopher Gwabin Musa. On coming on board just of recent, he has decided that what we have as military checkpoints or checkpoints manned by army personnel, that should be the job of the policemen. And therefore, soldiers are going, they are taking the war, the arsenal, to where the terrorists are. And as we are talking, the chief of army staff has been going around, including Sokoto, where you have the Lakurawas, including Kwara State, where you also have the Mamudawas. These are new terrorist groups that are coming through the axis of Mali and Niger. So the fact that America made a choice to strike around Sokoto area is a kind of trying to cut the backbone or the supply chain or the routes in which these people come to Nigeria. So it's very instructive. And what we are hearing is that, yes, it is devastating around Tangaza area, Tangaza local government. This is where you have a very strong base of the insurgents or the terrorists, especially those led by Kachala. So they all are, as we are hearing, they said it's not easy for them. Why people are also not getting the correct information they ought to get now or know now is the terrain itself is hard to reach. I will recall that around Borno areas, there were always attacks and it would take a day or two before the Nigerian populace will get to know some of the consequences. They will get to know, especially when survivors then escape to the rest of the community. So yes, in direct answer to your question, these are things that are happening physically that people know, people can see. And the Nigerian government, since they are hitting their chest to say, look, these operations are jointly done. And therefore, it tells you that they're out to rout the terrorists.
Okay, while you're still on it, do we know about the casualties in these latest strikes? Do we know how many militants were killed? How many civilians were caught in the crossfire? What about collateral damage? Have you heard anything?
No, even the state governor of Kano State, And there's also a chief in Kogi State who all have come out to say, yes, there were debris here and there of the strike. In Kogi State, for example, 3 houses were destroyed, but there is no single civilian casualty. So in terms of the terrorists and the number of casualties, it's not yet known right now because these, their territories are not where people can go easily. Like I said, unless someone escapes from where they are receiving the heat and tells the people, it's hard to know their casualty. Mm-hmm. And it is also not in their culture for them to begin to broadcast, look, our leadership, like Bello Truji, we're hearing that he was killed, but some people are saying it's not true. And the fact remains that no one has escaped from those areas. And those who have sympathies with them, who are working in concert with them, those like Dr. Bonnard is saying, who tend to sabotage, who tend to reveal military operation plans or operational plans, they have not also acknowledged the fact that these have been the casualty figure. But I believe with time, we'll get to know some of these things.
It will really be interesting to know. But back to you, Dr. Bonnard. You seem very in support of the strikes by the U.S. I'm wondering, what if this backfires? I mean, we've seen situations where people are forced to pay for peace to reign in their communities. People pay bandits. People pay terrorists just for them to have peace. What if this strikes backfires? What if it makes the terrorists come back in larger numbers, regroup, and, you know, attack more communities? Is there a possibility that that could happen?
Well, the possibility is always there. But let me tell you something. If you sit down and you are afraid that you would have negative consequences when the terrorists are struck, then it means you have given up. It means you don't want to take out the terrorists. Now, over the issue of casualties, I believe that the main target, from what I have read online from certain knowledgeable sources, is that they were after the communications hub of the terrorist networks in the north, because that is where the communications hub for the northwest, north central, and even part of the northeast was said to have been located. So the issue of casualties would not be something that would immediately know. Now, the impact we are expecting to see would be if they are sufficiently disrupted so that they cannot plan and coordinate the way they used to. Now, the other thing that about the communities and the districts, so look, if it is the responsibility of the Nigerian state to provide security for people and their property, including their means of livelihood. Now, are you going to surrender to terrorists simply because you are afraid that there will be a backlash from the terrorists? We also have to be very careful about the terrorist base. They have a very strong representation or presence on the social media outputs. You would hear all sorts of groups and people talking about it, including them showing buildings from other places other than those that had been attacked, to say that it was their village or their own community that was attacked. We have seen this before in Nigeria. They would go and bring totally unrelated pictures and so on and start displaying them, which is not actually usually the case. But look, if Nigeria wants to really defeat these people, they have to go about it in a thoroughly professional manner. They have to be determined. They have to take the communities into confidence. They have to empower the communities. First and foremost, try to get communities like the present Minister of Defense when he was CDS, Chief of Defense Staff, and the Director General of the Department of State Security, were telling the communities, organize yourselves to be the first line of defense. Now, if the communities are empowered to become partners with the security forces for this fight against terrorism, the terrorists, even if they attack or launch their own responses, it would not deter the people from seeing that at last the Nigerian government, the Nigerian state is serious about dealing with these terrorist problems. This, to me, is more important than being afraid that there will be a backlash or it will backfire. Because we cannot be afraid of backfiring so much as to immobilize us into inaction when these people are there in the bush. The other issue is the issue of inaccessibility. And this is where technology comes in. If we don't have the technology, we should acquire it. If we don't have the know-how, we should look for technical support to acquire the technology that would enable the Nigerian security forces to identify where these terrorist bases are. But also fundamentally, a lot of communities know where the terrorists are. So if the government's intelligence system works as it should, the communities should be able to provide sufficient information for the military to get the intelligence to be able to know how to penetrate and get to where these people are.
Okay, I like that you talked about the use of technology. That's something that has come up repeatedly, and I think Nigeria is yet to get that right. But as we wrap up, I just want you to touch on this. Does it appear that people believe that this strategy of strike actions and offensive against terrorists would win the war, really? Do you think this would really, you know, achieve the desired results people want?
Yes, absolutely. Many Nigerians believe it's going to work. The military personnel believe it's going to work. However, there are some people that people will have to work on them, especially some religious clerics. You see them saying that the bandits, as we have them, are human rights activists. And they begin to compare them with what happened in the Niger Delta case, where the militants in the Niger Delta area were kind of given some windows to surrender arms, and they were given scholarship. But the question some people are asking is, the Niger Delta people were never killing people the way we are here in Nigeria. People here, the terrorists up here, north here, are simply saying they don't like Western education, and they are killing Muslims, they are killing Christians, anybody moving, any security personnel. So there is a clear difference, and there has to be some kind of education on people, in fact, and those who are actually talking this kind of or having this kind of opinion are very well-known people in society, very elderly in nature, but they tend to pollute the minds of the younger Nigerian, the younger generation, who has a greater stake in this country called Nigeria. So yes, people believe it's going to work, but again, it's my own opinion that some religious extremists, in terms of what they preach, will have to be kind of checked.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your insights. Dr. Zwaku Bonat, the Executive Director, Center for Population and Development in Kaduna State, is also a researcher, academic, and community leader. And of course, our very own Ben Adamshiman, DW correspondent in Abuja.
Reactions within Nigeria are mixed. Some see the operation as a necessary step against groups that have terrorized civilians for years. Others worry about the precedent. Foreign jets dropping bombs on Nigerian soil, even with official approval.
We are tired of all this killing. Here and there, people cannot travel. Even I myself, I can't go to my own state because this killing is too much. Kidnapping here and there. For how long? And we have government, we have soldiers, and they are not helping at all.
If other countries are coming with the help of creating stability or peace in Nigeria, why shouldn't we be support? I am in support of that.
Internationally, analysts are watching closely. continued U.S. operations could reshape the security landscape across the entire Sahel region. Please share your thoughts with us on Facebook at DW Africa. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugambi and Chinaza Samuel. Thanks for listening.
DW, made for minds.